Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll. The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Thursday, we're going to take a look back now to the breakdown from last weekend. Running backs. I know I saw a couple of the comments already underneath the written portion of the breakdown. One of them, guy says, I'll hang myself if the Bucks take another running back. Don't do that. I mean, would it really be off the wall if the Bucks took a running back in the third or fourth round? It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, you got Ernest Graham, who's never made it through a full season. Derek Ward, who's really never made it through a full season, has had his injury problems. Other than that, who you got? Clifton Smith? I mean, there's going to be good running, but there always is. I think this year, you know, and I've been saying it for a long time, but I think this year kind of sums up what I've always said about drafting running backs. Every once in a while, there's going to be an Adrian Peterson, but that's not every year. You can get solid play out of your running back, no doubt in the second round, but in the third, fourth, and fifth round. And this year pretty much proves that. Now, the first round is going to have a couple of running backs. No Sean Moreno coming from Georgia. A guy who does a little bit of everything. You can read why I'd take him and why I'd stay away from him. But the guy can, let's face it, the guy can catch the ball. He can block. He can run between the tackles if need be. And he can bust it outside. You know, and I don't know if any of these running backs are going to go top 15. You'd imagine teams would learn their lesson. Jonathan Stewart was a good pick for the Panthers. But really, Jonathan Stewart comes in, and then all of a sudden, D'Angelo Williams takes off and has an excellent season. The Raiders draft Darren McFadden. We don't know what kind of player he's going to be yet. Chris Johnson was a good pick for the Tennessee Titans. They needed some speed at running back. Felix Jones got injured. Those are the running backs taken in the first round last year. I think teams have learned their lesson. I don't know if you'll see a running back taken in the first 15. San Diego could use a running back possibly. But now with them re-signing LaDainian Tomlinson, you still have Darren Sproles. I don't know if that's going to be an option now. Damn it. Might have to go back and revise my mock draft I just revised from previously. The Philadelphia Eagles could use a running back possibly in the first round. The Arizona Cardinals possibly could use a running back in the first round. You could see some running backs possibly later in the first round. No Sean Moreno is a guy who now with San Diego re-signing a LaDainian Tomlinson, I think he'd be a great fit if he fell to the Philadelphia Eagles first of two first round selections. I mean, imagine to have a guy like No'Shawn Moreno coming off the bench to give Brian Westbrook a breather. I mean, it's exactly what the Eagles are looking for to help out Donovan McNabb. They're not going to get a stud receiver. They're just not. So why not get the top running back in the draft? Now, another guy who's fighting for the top honor of being the number one running back off the board, I actually have him rated as my number two running back, is Chris Beanie Wells. Here's another thing with drafting running backs. You know, when you look at Chris Beanie Wells in the first round, and first round picks are, once again, much more valuable than picks in the third, fourth, and fifth. So now you have to ask yourself, is it worth taking a chance on Chris Beanie Wells in the first round, or should we as a team hold off and possibly go after maybe one of these bigger backs in the second, third, fourth, fifth round even? Sean Green from Iowa. You know, how much better is Beanie Wells than Sean Green? Sean Green was dominant for Iowa. Didn't have a great 40 time, but a guy who can get the ball 25, 30 times, busted up between the tackles. Chris Beanie Wells has had injury problems. Sean Green. How about Rashad Jennings? Not many people have heard of Jennings, but a guy who, you know, went to Liberty, originally was at Pitt, was supposed to be the heir apparent at Pitt, played one season, transferred to Liberty to be closer to his father who was ill, and all he did was go on and have an excellent career at Liberty. Granted, the competition wasn't great, but 6'1", 231 pounds, and runs a 4.5 40. Speed's not really all that important for a running back that size with that kind of power that's going to be able to carry the ball 25 to 30 times a game. And running backs, the lifespan doesn't last that long. So if I'm comparing Beanie Wells to one of these other guys, even an Andre Brown from NC State, who's 224 pounds, another power back, I mean, I'm going to hold off and go after one of these guys in the second, third, or fourth round. But that's my opinion. Beanie Wells, maybe talent-wise, is the second best running back on the board. But that doesn't necessarily he needs or should be taken in the first round. My projection is that he will be taken in the first round, not that I would take him in the first round. LeSean McCoy is my third running back. After covering USF and doing their pre- and post-game show last year, LeSean McCoy, watching him in person against USF with all of his speed running right around a very fast USF defense, he's a playmaker. He's a game changer. You know, I don't know if he's a guy that you can give the ball to 25, 30 times a game. I don't think he is. But maybe if you paired him with a big back, maybe you had a pairing like the Tennessee Titans had, already having Lendell White, then they go out and draft a Chris Johnson. LeSean McCoy can add another dimension to your offense. And I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, he had a great pro day at Pitt and started moving up draft boards into the first round. It wouldn't surprise me one bit because that's the type of player he is. But I expect right there on the fringe, right there at the end of the first round, top of the second round for LeSean McCoy. Other running backs to keep an eye on, Donald Brown. You know, a lot of people have been, including Mike Mayock of the NFL Network, Mike Mayock has been very high on Donald Brown. And I really like Mike Mayock. I think he does a very good job with his draft breakdown. However, I've watched a lot of Donald Brown. Granted, I played at UConn. I still follow the football team. The thing that I hate most about Donald Brown is he tends to juke in the backfield before he hits the hole. I don't think you can do that as a running back. Now, you can do that in college and get away with it, but you can't do that in the pros. Ask Cadillac Williams. Cadillac Williams developed a very bad habit from day one in not hitting the hole and trying to juke his way through. Well, if you do that, you give that opposing defense an opportunity to get a shot on you. And it didn't work, and I don't know if it's going to work for Donald Brown unless he breaks that habit. Other running backs, we talked about the big backs in this draft. Sean Green, Rashad Jennings, Andre Brown. I think all could be very solid running backs in the NFL. All could go in the third or fourth round. And don't tell me that if you're the Bucs and one of those guys is on the board, if they're the best player available and you have an opportunity to get one of them and pair them up with Ernest Graham and Derek Ward, why the hell not? You need all the help you can get for the upcoming season. Now, on the flip side of that, you say, all right, well, Ernest Graham can pound it inside. Derek Ward can pound it inside at 225 pounds. Well, what about, you know, maybe a third down back? What about a change of pace back? Well, they got some of those in this draft as well. Mike Goodson, 6', 208 pounds. Got some speed to him. He's a threat out of the backfield, can catch the ball coming from Texas A&M. Reminds me a lot of Leon Washington. You know, Ian Johnson from Boise State. You know, a lot of people thought, well, you know, he's going to be overrated. This guy was a leader. This guy has great vision. Then he goes to the combine and shows he's got some speed as well. I wouldn't mind a guy like Ian Johnson. And he's a guy who could fall to the fourth or fifth round. If that's the case, I'd take a shot on him. You can't coach heart, man. Ian Johnson's got the heart. And then you got guys like Glenn Coffey, who really carried the ball well for Alabama last year. But you look at how these other players translate to the NFL. 6 foot 209, runs a 4.6 40. You know, you watch him. Yeah, he shows some heart as well. But then you look at a guy like a Rashad Jennings or an Andre Brown, who are 6 foot 230 pounds and run a faster 40. Well, if they're bigger and they're faster and they're stronger, I don't know. I'm leaning towards that guy rather than a guy like Glenn Coffey, James Davis out of Clemson. Another guy who's going to be intriguing. He's going to be more of the fourth through sixth round. Jeremiah Johnson is a guy who does the little things. He can block. He can catch out of the backfield. Nothing too spectacular either. And then a guy like Javon Ringer out of Michigan State. This guy's going to be, he could go in the third round. I'm guessing fourth and fifth. Could maybe drop, but I'm guessing right around that fourth through fifth round. It reminds me a little bit of Michael Pittman. I think he can break tackles a little better than Pittman, but he's a threat out of the backfield. He can catch the ball. He can pick up a blitz. He can do the little things that you want maybe out of a third down back or a change of pace back. He's got some speed as well. There you go. Your running backs for the upcoming draft. As we get closer, I'm sure we'll bring up the running backs again. And once again, coming up this weekend, we break down a very important position for the Buccaneers in this 2009 NFL draft, the defensive tackles. You don't want to miss it. It'll be up at joebucksfan.com this weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's another edition of the Rough Draft. Justin Plowski here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here at joebucksfan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the sports animal.